it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, you better, otherwise you're, well, you shouldn't be listening to radio. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us some affiliates. Well, we love them. They love us right back. But we rarely get to mention them because there are too many to mention in today's day and age. It's all about radio on the go. And since Joe is on a well-deserved sabbatical, I'm here to talk to you about it. It's all about the platforms and devices. Let's start with the platforms. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They all have the listen live capacity and the ability to pull down, archive anything you want to do as far as the Sports Byline broadcast network goes. And you can get them on all of your devices. I mean, let's be upfront about it. Everybody's got some kind of toy, whether it's a watch, whether it's a tablet, whether or not it's a laptop. You get the latest this, the latest that, or you're a little bit old school and you're settling in at your desk or you're doing a little work at home right now, as many of us do, and you're sitting down with your PC because it's a little more sturdy for you. You know, you don't like the laptop. You don't like the tablet. You know, you can work on anything these days. But the reality is you're sitting there, you got you some Spano and Black. Why? Because of the mobility. It's about radio on the go. You know, this is the lifestyle people lead now. They're always on the move. Doesn't matter where you are. You know, and you're not listening to your oldies station as you're on the road heading somewhere. What you're doing is picking and choosing what you want to listen to. And what you want to listen to is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack. We bring you the best of everything, the best interviews, celebrities, sports figures, legends, comedians, actors, authors. It's all here for you. We got a little bit of everything here in this show. But most important for us, it's the American Forces Radio Network. Those guys and girls make sure that we can do what we want to do on the air. And that is talk to you. Talk to you about any subject that you want to talk about. Sports, entertainment, doesn't really matter. They put it on the line each and every day. We're very happy and proud to be a part of it. We're going to step out, and when we come back, we'll set the table for this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, Perspiration, I think, is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black. Joe's off today. Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the Attack at BobBlack71. If Twitter is more your thing, we hope that it is. We love to communicate in any way possible. And plenty to talk about today. And, you know, look, it's always basketball till the playoffs are over. And then we do, you know, various different things from there. We'll break down some NFL stuff. Interesting things in Detroit where Megatron, who it rarely said a word when he was playing, is quite vocal in his retirement. And he's criticizing the Lions, and he's talking about concussions and all kinds of things. And we'll talk some NFL, any relevant NFL stories as well. But, you know, look, it's about the NBA. And when you look at what happened over the weekend, the series, I mean, and I know what happened last night. I get it. When you look at Boston and their resiliency yesterday without Isaiah Thomas, it's all well and good. But honestly, we know what's going to happen. It's going to be San Antonio Golden State and Cleveland. And you got to feel for San Antonio because they're just flat out not playing at full strength. But with that being said, they did play on Saturday. And Golden State took care of their business in San Antonio 120-108. Again, with relative ease. San Antonio played a decent first quarter. They were up 33-29. Kevin Durant kind of took the game over from that point on with 35 and 36 points in the second and third quarter, respectively. Golden State took control of the game and then just rode it out to a 12-point win. It's not a fair matchup. I mean, let's be honest about it. The Spurs are all kinds of banged up. Kawhi Leonard sat again. He's not going to play again tonight. You know, Tony Parker's out and continues to be out. And then David Lee, who has been a solid player for them over the course of this season, injured his knee in the first quarter. Draymond Green involved, of course, again. He literally couldn't put enough weight on his leg to take the free throw. Joel Anthony had to come back in. And they put him in a wheelchair to take him off the court. So generally speaking, that's not a real good sign. You know what I'm saying? But this is what it is. They don't have enough points. They don't have enough scorers to get the points. They're playing, you know, the best defense they can make. But they're old now that they've gone into their depth. And there's just not enough. And, you know, I mean, Golden State's dealing with some issues, too. Iguodala's nicked up. Pachulia's nicked up. Kevon Looney is, you know, hurt. He hasn't played in the postseason. And that's a guy that played 53 games in a regular season. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, I mean, Aldridge did what he could do, but I mean, basically it was 4 against 1. He had 18 on 7 of 17 shooting. Green played well. JaVale McGee, who has resurrected his career, got the start. 6-9, 16 points in 13 minutes. You can't be more efficient than that. And Ginobili scored 21 points. I mean, look, he's rested. He didn't play a hell of a lot this season as far as average minutes per game. He played in a lot of games, but, you know. But this is unfortunately what San Antonio is facing right now. And they're facing a 3-0 deficit, and they're going to lose. I mean, breaking it down strictly by the numbers. McGee, like I said, in his start was incredibly efficient. Kevin Durant did in this particular game exactly what they needed him to do and exactly why they brought him there. He played 38 minutes. He was 11 of 19, 3 of 5 from 3, 8 of 10 from the free throw line, 10 boards, 4 assists, and a block, 2 steals, 7 turnovers. But he had the ball in his hand a lot. But 33 points. And then, you know, when you combine the fact that McGee and Draymond Green, and, you know, again, Draymond Green's stats are never the telling story for the most part, but he didn't have a particularly great game with his 34 minutes. He was 4-6, 7 boards, 2 blocks, and 3 turnovers. Steph was okay. Klay was okay. 21 and 17, respectively. But, you know, again, this is a group effort with Golden State, and they're just, it's a swarm is really what it comes down to. It's almost like a swarm of bees. And San Antonio has no answer. I mean, when you look at their lineup and, you know, Jonathan Simmons and LaMarcus Aldridge are leading them. And, you know, this is interesting. Now, here's a guy in Jonathan Simmons, and this is a perfect pop player. Out of Houston, 27 years old, has bounced everywhere. He has been everywhere. And Pop gets a hold of him. He doesn't average much during the course of the year because his playing time is fluid, with Ginobili being a shooting guard, and he's a shooting guard. And, you know, but here he is in the playoffs. He's doubled his average. As far as his points, he scored 14 points on 7 of 17 shooting. Couldn't hit the threes, which was the difference in the game. But he may be playing himself out of San Antonio because of the fact that at 27 years of age, he's a pretty darn good player. And there may be somebody that wants him and will give him a more prominent role in Pop. Now, you know, considering that this is probably Manu's last year. And, you know, who else on that roster will end up going bye-bye. But, you know, there's a possibility they will keep him. You know, from what I have seen, they would be smart to do that. He's really shown up. Aldridge, they're going to knock him. You know, they're gonna knock him, and I get it. He should be better than what he is. But let's be honest about it. You know, if you watch him at Portland, you knew what he was. And that was a very good player, a very good player. But not necessarily a guy that you were going to build your team around. You know, it's more of a complimentary player. I was trying to think of who I would compare him to, and it's probably Chris Bosh. Can play the 4, can play the 5. Is probably better suited in the long term to play the 4 than he is the 5. And he is what he is. Let's not forget, this is a 31-year-old player. He's not a kid. They committed to him. You know, his season average was not bad, 17.3 points. His career is 19 points a game. That's Chris Bosh numbers right there. Rebounds per game, comparable. 8.3. You know, Chris Bosh, at his time, he was the man at times up in Toronto. When he moved to Miami, secondary role within that team, and unfortunately the health got the best of him. But, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge has been a very solid player for his entire career. But he's not a superstar. And, you know, when you get that kind of money, people expect you to be a superstar. We'll pick it up right there on the other side because, you know, expectations, reality sometimes are two different things. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto Joe's off today. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Talk a little bit of Jonathan Simmons and LaMarcus Aldridge and the fact that Spurs being so undermanned, that's really all you could talk about. The game itself was, you know, okay. They kept it within hailing distance, but in reality, it was not much of a contest. But and Golden State's going to move on, and we'll get to talking about their storylines in a minute here. But, you know, when the Spurs signed LaMarcus Aldridge, and he's been with them for 2 years now, they got exactly the kind of player who had performed up in Portland. who was a 20-point-a-game night, roughly. When he was 28 years old, he had his best year and 29. 23.2 and 23.4. But basically a 21-point-a-game scorer. He evolved coming into the league. He went from 9 points to 18 points, 18 points to 21, 21 to 23. And now he's back at 18, but for a different reason. I mean, if he was playing full minutes and minutes played on the average for Portland were about 36, he's averaging 31. So in that 5 minutes, would he score 2 more points or 3 more points? Of course he would. You know, so it's not that the skills are diminishing. But again, he's not a 27-point-a-game guy. He's not a 14-board-a-game guy. And, you know, his two big years, again, when he played in 2013-2014, he finally had good players around him. You know, they had the first-rate backcourt at that point in time. I was, frankly, disappointed he left, disappointed for the Portland fans. Because they really had something going there that they could have complimented and perhaps been a true player out west. Now, they're going to be again because of the deal they made with Denver. And maybe in the long run, it ends up being the best possible scenario. But in 14 and 15, they were poised to make some true noise. And did, you know, to a certain degree. But that were also his best rebounding years where, you know, he was an 11-rebound-a-game guy in 14 and a 10-rebound-a-game guy in 15. But that's not his career averages. You know, 8.5 for the Spurs last year and 7 this year. That's it. That's been his career mark. 8 has been his career mark. 8 to 9. You know, when playing power forward the great majority of the time, and when they mark these positions, you know, it's all relative. They rotate people all over the place. You play this guy, you play that guy. A position, for the most part, is just a name only. But honestly, this is what he is. And when you think about it, back in 2015, 2016, when the Spurs signed LaMarcus Aldridge, and he was rumored to be everywhere, was he one of the 10 best players in the game? No. Was he one of the 20 best players in the game? Maybe. Maybe. He was the best of his free agent class. And so he got the money that he got from the Spurs. But, you know, you're going in to replace Tim Duncan. Good luck with that. And that's why they signed him. Even though Duncan played another year. And, you know, he ain't, you know, in the immortal words of he ain't no Tim Duncan. And it's just how it is. So, I don't know how the San Antonio fans feel about him. They're pretty player-friendly down there. But when you combine that with the fact that, you know, Kawhi's gone because it's Kawhi's team, and he's a perfect second banana running mate. And like I said, I've heard a lot of critique about LaMarcus. Oh, well, he didn't step his game. And on this team, that's not his role. He's not the guy. There's another the guy. And that's Kawhi Leonard, who's hurt and can't play. Now, LaMarcus stepped up in game 2, but it didn't matter. And now here in game 3 with the 18-point effort, you know, yeah, would you like to have seen 25 out of him? Sure. But it wouldn't have made a difference. They still lost. And they still lost by double digits. So, you know, for the people who are beating up Aldridge, relax. And then, you know, like I said, you turn around and you look at Jonathan Simmons. And to give you an idea of his resume, you know, the Sugar Band Legends, the Austin Turo Spurs, which is where they got him, you know. I mean, he wasn't drafted back in 2012. He was drafted in the first round by the ABL, the American Basketball League, which I don't even know if they exist anymore. I don't think they do. And he put up 36.5 points in 16 games. But they had no money, and the team disbanded. You know, it's like the old ABA games. And then back in 13, he went on to the D-League of the Austin Toros. And he was okay. He wasn't anything great. The talent level certainly stepped up. These were guys who had been drafted and were in the NBDL. 10 points, 4.5 boards, you know. And then back in 14-15, when they became really a farm team of the Spurs, he really started to hit his groove a little bit. You know, but don't forget, NBDL does not pay unless you're a first-round pick and you're making NBA money and they send you down there to get experience. You ain't making no ching down there. And so he thought about giving it up. But now, at age 27, he's doing okay. And he's playing a lot of point guard. And he did in the NBDL. You know, and he's versatile enough now. He's improved his handle where they can drop him in there for a few minutes, and he's good. And, you know, he now has kind of hit his groove. And, I don't know what San Antonio would be willing to pay him. But knowing, and he still bounced back and forth. You know, but once he finally made this roster, he opened up some eyes back in 16. He had a 20-pointer against Golden State. And he showed that given the opportunity, he can give you quality minutes. Yeah, you know, like I said, you look at the stats this year, it wasn't anything where he was, you know, off the hook great. But in those 17.5 minutes, you know, he's giving you quality time. He's not a turnover machine. He makes his free throws, 75%, you know. And San Antonio found themselves a little nugget. Not bad. You know, so there's a little bit of hope. For Golden State, you know, to me, again, one of these overriding storylines here is just JaVale McGee. You know, Joe and I forever talked about this guy. Forever. And the reputation that he had, whether it was in D.C. or whether it was in Denver, was a clubhouse cancer. And he finally found his spot. I mean, don't forget, this is a guy that is a legit 7-footer with size, but he's as athletic as hell. You know, and now at 29 years of age, it looks like he finally figured it out. And I love these kind of storylines. You know, the game is secondary here because Golden State's going to win the series. But I love these kind of storylines. And, you know, when you look at a guy like McGee, and I don't know his personal background, but I do know he came out of Flint, which is not the easiest place in the world to grow up in. You know, went to Nevada. But you look at how professionally it's gone for him. Starting with the Wiz, playing with Denver, and then he turned into a basketball vagabond. 76ers, Mavericks in 2015-2016. You think they'd like to have him back? Golden State. But nobody could harness the talent. And I don't know if he grew up or Steve Kerr managed to get that out of him. I mean, you know, this is a guy that at 7 foot, 270 pounds, used three basketballs in a slam dunk contest at the same time, by the way. A little bit of athleticism there. So, well, you know, I want to talk about this a little more because, like I said, I love these kind of stories when you find these nuggets, these gems that for one reason or another never fulfilled their talent. Well, they're fulfilling it now. Well, hopefully I am too. Bob Black here in the Attack. We'll tap on the brakes and be right back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're having fun just bouncing around a little bit, you know? I mean, storylines are what they are. We know who won the games. We'll break it down a little further for you when we talk about the Celtic Cavalier game, which happened on Sunday. But I'm just having a good time here today, backing it up to Saturday's action, finding these storylines here, which, you know, hopefully you're enjoying it too. But again, you know, you look at guys like JaVale McGee, untapped potential, and the ability to truly, you know, do creative things with a basketball. Here he is. He's been in the league 9 years now. He's 29 years old. And he's bounced around like nobody's business. So has he found a home at Golden State? I don't know. And you know, it's funny. You know, here he is. They always put up net worth and things like that on the Wikipedia pages. He's worth $14 million. You know. This year, he made $980,000, which, you know, it's a substantial amount of money to, you know, me, Robert, Joe, you know, Darren. But it's a big pay cut from what he was used to making in his career. And again, it's all been about untapped potential. And I think, you know, because if you remember, he and Shaq got into a, you know, little battle of words. You know, he called him the Shaq fool thing that Shaq does. You know, Shaq sometimes doesn't think before he opens his mouth now. But, you know, the whole Shaq and a fool thing. And, you know, Shaquille's gone after him a number of times. And he's finally had enough, and they're warring back and forth, and that's fine. But you know something? JaVale needs to realize, too, you know, you're talking about an all-timer in Shaquille O'Neal who, you know, let's be honest about it, he was never as great as he could have been. Guy never made his free throws. Refused to work on it. You know, so there's a little room for criticism there, too, but not as much as JaVale McGee. And, you know, it's, you know, from that aspect of it, it's all good. What wasn't all good, and we'll jump into it here, is what happened to the Cleveland Cavaliers last night. And, you know, I saw part of the game on television. I listened to part of the game on the radio because I was traveling. And in that 111-108 victory by Boston over Cleveland, two things jumped out. Number one, LeBron's human. And number two, the Celtics with Brad Stevens have grit and determination, and they're not going to roll down and lay down for anybody. And this game looked like it was over at halftime. 66-50. It was a 16-point lead at halftime. Lead fluctuated anywhere between in the teens up to 20. And then Boston took the game over in the third quarter, and they just refused to be denied. And, you know, I heard all the excuses on the radio. You know, LeBron, he's tired. I don't remember who was doing it on the NBA radio cast because they tap into some local stuff, and I think it was one of the Cleveland guys. But LeBron got beaten for a rebound late in the fourth quarter. And LeBron, he's tired. He's tired. Yeah, that elevation, he couldn't. He jumped about the height of a phone book. Yeah, okay. He just had a bad game. I mean, maybe the legs weren't there, but he shouldn't be tired. I mean, they've swept all the series coming into this one. He's had plenty of time off. You know, they have time off in between games. He was rested during the regular season, so he wouldn't be tired. So, you know, enough with that. Enough with that excuse, please. And, you know, he's human. Not all the time, but he's human. And, I mean, it happens. Happens to the best. His line was nothing to write home about. His other teammates picked him up, by the way. But his line was nothing to write home about. And so, you know, it happens. He was 4-13, 0-4 from 3. And even his free throws, he was 3-6. So, I mean, human being, 11 points. But Thompson had 18 and Love had 28. and Kyrie had 28, and JR had 13. They got squad douche off the bench. I mean, nothing. If you want to point at anything, that's where you can point. Because once Boston started to take control of this game in the third quarter, first working their way back into it, but then grabbing, you know, control, and you could see the momentum shift, they couldn't rest their top players. Because when they did, Boston was really going to school on it. And, I mean, they got nothing off their bench. You know, the immortal Kyle Korver, 1 of 5 from three, 1 of 5 shooting, period, for 3 points. He couldn't throw the ball in the ocean last night. Shumpert in his 16 minutes was 2 of 4, but, you know, again, he's supposed to be doing it on the defensive end, and he didn't stop anybody either. Avery Bradley and Marcus Smart picking up the slack. Boy, did they pick up the slack last night. Smart had a career game in 41 minutes with 8 of 14, 7 of 10, 4 of 6 for 27 points. And this is a guy who flat out has trouble shooting. And Bradley made the game-winning shot, but in the post-game interviews, he deferred right away to Marcus Smart, and rightfully so, because Smart, excuse me, they don't have he doesn't have that game, they don't win, period. Everybody else contributed. But, and, you know, Crowder was solid, Al was solid, but it was the Bradley Smart show, and Marcus Smart took that game over. You know, he's an interesting guy. He was one of those guys in college when he was a freshman. He already had a pro body. And he looked like when he was at Oklahoma State, you know, for those of you who listen, I'm an Oklahoma State guy, that he was going to truly be one of the great college players. And he had his moments. But he had a weakness in his game as a freshman, which was his shooting ability. He worked very hard on it. There's a guy, you know, opposite of some players in this league. He actually worked on his game. And he came back an improved shooter in his sophomore year. But he also, something happened between the ears. And I don't know what it was. I guess expectations being high, and they were playing with a pretty good core three at Oklahoma State at that point. The expectations were really high for that team and Travis Ford. And it was actually the beginning of the end for Travis Ford there. But Smart did not perform up to expectations. They bowed out in the tournament. He lost confidence in himself. And he lost confidence in his shot. And he still got drafted high. Celtics liked what they saw in him because he came in playing NBA caliber defense. He's been an NBA caliber defensive guy since back in college. And that's, regardless of what happens in his career with the Celtics, that's going to keep him in the league for a long time. He plays shutdown, lockdown defense. But he's never been able to be consistent with his shot, and that's why he doesn't start. Well, then Isaiah Thomas could just shoot lights out. But he's in the rotation. They have confidence in him. Brad Stevens has always told him, you know, you could do this on this level. But for whatever reason, he just has not shot the basketball. And, you know, I know for a fact he works on it, and he works hard on it. He just doesn't have the mental toughness to have the confidence. But yesterday, he put it together. He dished. He rebounded. He played his elite level of defense, and he scored 27 points. And he is the reason. All apologies to Avery Bradley, who, by the way, shot 8 of 23. So it wasn't that he had a lights-out game, but he made the last shot when it counted. with a very friendly rim. I never got that touch when I was playing basketball. But Smart was brilliant yesterday. And, you know, again, I don't know that this is a turning point for Marcus Smart as far as his ability to elevate his game in the National Basketball Association. I don't think he's ever going to be an elite point guard. But depending on what happens with Boston, because they have a lot of hard decisions to make in the offseason. Do they trade out? Who do they trade with? They have the number one pick. What do they do with Thomas? They bring in Markelle Fultz. Well, somebody's going, and it's probably going to be Marcus Smart. But if you're a team in the NBA, you want to get him. If he's out there and you have the ability to get him, he's still very young. You know, he's only 23 years old. And I think he's just scratching the surface. Now, again, do I think he's going to be a superstar? No. But I think he could easily be a 15.7 assist guy who plays great defense. And if he is that, then you got something there. I don't know. We'll see. Because they have another game in Cleveland, and you know that they're going to be focused on stopping him because he's going to be the guy unless, you know, Isaiah's back, which is possible. But, you know, again, last night he was a savior. And again, they have stepped it up. Anytime Isaiah Thomas has needed them to do it. Yeah. And again, pointing at LeBron. Oh, my God. Relax. He just didn't have it. He said it himself. I didn't have it. Oh, my God. He was a human being. What the hell? Relax, people. Relax. We'll wrap up hour one on the other side. More in this game and, you know, any of a spillover that we have. And we'll start a fresh new hour in just a couple of minutes. I'm Bob Black. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now go home and get your shine box.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, and I misspoke. Bradley, Isaiah Thomas is out for the remainder of the playoffs with the hip. Kawhi was who I was thinking of with the sprained ankle. And you know, again, Pop made the decision to keep him out. He probably will come back for game four, but I doubt it's going to make any difference. We'll see. But again, you know, Celtics, you got to give them a ton of credit for what they did. Everybody stepped their game up. I mean, it's going to go back to Boston. That's the best you can say about this. You know, I mean, they can level the playing field, and then from there in, who knows what happens. But it is going to go back to Boston. And it's largely due to Avery Bradley and mostly due to Marcus Smart. And it was a pretty damn heroic effort by the Celts, who were down 20-plus in this game. You know, everybody lost their rhythm. And that's always the danger. We talked about this during a regular season. That's always the danger when you're looking to turn it on and turn it off. And I'm not saying that Cleveland got lackadaisical. But once they had that big lead and they started subbing a little bit, it was like vroom. Celtics came roaring back, and they couldn't get their guys off the court. Cost them. Cost them big. I don't think it'll cost them a series, but it cost them big in one game. It's like, let's not make a mountain out of a molehill. That's it for hour one of the Attack. We'll come back. We're going to have a little more fun in just a couple of minutes. Make sure you stay tuned for all the news, which is always fun and frivolity, here in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a great feeling for peace throughout the Middle East. I think people have just had enough.
President Trump speaking there in Jerusalem about the Israeli-Palestinian peace process as he arrives in Israel, the second stop on his first trip abroad since becoming president, making the brief statement alongside the Israeli President Rivlin.
We expect to have some very interesting talks.
The president visiting several holy sites in Jerusalem's Old City today before meeting tonight with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Then Netanyahu and his wife will be hosting a dinner for for the president and first lady. Trump will also be visiting Bethlehem tomorrow and having talks with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Iran claims the U.S. is selling weapons to dangerous terrorists, blasting a $110 billion arms deal reached between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. When natural disasters strike, a well-laid plan can be the difference between a close call and a tragedy. If evacuation becomes necessary, families can be left in a panic over what to prioritize and how to act, especially when it comes to their pets. Thousands of pets have been lost or abandoned in the wake of natural disasters, but with proper preparation, heartbreak like this can be avoided. Dr. Ellen Lowry, Director of U.S. Veterinary and Professional Affairs at Hill's Pet Nutrition.
Our pets are members of the family. You'd never dream of leaving a human family member behind in an emergency, so why should your pets be any different? Luckily, there are many things you can do to prepare for the worst, like creating an action plan and assembling a pet emergency go kit, so the most vulnerable members of our family aren't left behind.
For more information, visit hillspet.com/petprepared.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson responding to another North Korean ballistic missile test. Tillerson says the U.S. is ramping up the pressure on the North for it to end such behavior.
We're early in the stages of applying the economic pressure as well as the diplomatic pressure to the regime in North Korea.
North Korea saying it was a success, and the state-run news agency there calls the type of medium-range ballistic missile fired Sunday morning ready for military action. The missile traveled over 300 miles before falling into the Sea of Japan. It was the second missile test by the isolated nation in a week's time. Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial getting underway today in Pennsylvania as jury selection will begin. After 12 jurors and 6 alternates are chosen, they'll be moved to a Philadelphia suburb in Montgomery County, where they'll be sequestered for the entire trial. Cosby's accused of drugging and molesting a former Temple University worker at his Montgomery County home in 2004. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for VRA. In 2003, Kip Herridge founded VRA, his global investment newsletter. His VRA is unlike anything you've ever seen. He's outperformed Wall Street every year since 2003. Today, in honor of the national rollout of my radio show, Kip wants to give every listener his new book for free. It's called Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. To beat the markets and become wealthy in the age of Trump, get your free copy at VRAinsider.com. It's 100% free at VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com.
There are reports that Ford CEO Mark Fields is getting the axe. Forbes magazine and the New York Times reporting Ford will announce Fields' dismissal today. The reports are the carmaker's board of directors has lost patience because of Ford's stagnant stock price. One person is dead, another fighting for his life after a powerboat race off the New Jersey shore. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
It happened Sunday afternoon during the Point Pleasant Beach Grand Prix. A boat called Smith Brothers CRC went airborne after crashing into a repeated fender at the first turn of the race in Bayhead. The throttle man on the second boat, 38-year-old David Robb of Forked River, was killed. A 35-year-old Nutley man who was in the Smith Brothers boat is critical. No word yet on the cause of the tragedy. The rest of the race is canceled. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
A congressman who called for President Trump's impeachment says he's gotten voicemails threatening to lynch him. Texas Democrat Al Green playing the recordings of voicemails at a town hall meeting at his Houston district over the weekend. And former Soundgarden and Audioslave frontman Chris Cornell, praised and remembered by musicians across the nation. Imagine Dragons' Dan Reynolds stood up at a Sunday night Billboard Music Award event in Las Vegas to call Cornell a true innovator. Cornell found dead last week in apparent suicide. We're online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
God, they were there for my weekend. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. The various ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, you know, look, it's your life now. You know, this is how it used to be. Now I understand what my dad used to talk about, you know. It was, he talked about how, you know, cars went from doing one thing and, you know, you had space travel and you had all this kind of stuff. The age I'm living in, I saw a lot of that, you know, early space travel, exploration, the whole nine yards, man walk on the moon. And now you're seeing technology, you know, just what you're capable of doing, computers and, you know, when you look at what those massive mainframe computers were at one point in time and now what you can do on your watch or your telephone, it's absolutely incredible. And what's incredible about it is that you control it. You control everything. As little things as you have control over in the real world, one thing you can do is control your information and your sound, your music and your talk and your information. And all the various things that you want to have and you want to listen to and you want to see. And that's great stuff. And part of it is what we can do here in the Attack. First of all, you can go right to our website. Click on the Listen Live button. There we are. You can go to the American Forces Radio Network. That's what counts for us. They look out for us. They protect us. They give me the right to talk to you. We're going to set it up on the other side right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now.
now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, you two made up?
Darlene's going to give up pickpocketing and start studying forgery.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself, Darlene?
I was only going to keep his money for him till he sobered up.
That's like tying it up permanently.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's a good point there. Welcome back to the Attack Hour 2. Let's set the table here before we get rocking and rolling. It's going to be a lot more basketball. We'll take the sidebar storylines here and run with them a little bit. And, I do want to get into a conversation about dominance. And what I mean by that is teams that seem to dominate the landscape in professional sports and whether or not it's healthy for professional sports or not. And we'll do that. Break down some of the sidebar storylines, get into the NFL, and then wrap it up with a little bit of potpourri of sports. But, I love the reaction, and it was a good reaction, of the commissioner and the fact that he's not really all that upset about the fact that the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors are dominating in basketball. And I'm not torn by this at all. I have to be honest. I think Adam Silver gets it right. This is just ebb and flow in any professional league. If you look at football right now, you got to look at the Patriots and what they do. You look at baseball, for years it's been the Yankees, but now it's a much more level playing field. Well, right now it's Golden State and Cleveland. And before that, there was a lot of San Antonio and Miami. But, they're looking at it, and these teams have met twice. This time around, if they're doing a 2 out of 3, okay. But it'll level off. LeBron's going to age at some point in time. What's going on in Golden State? They're going to have to pay everybody at some point in time. This is absolutely no different than back when Michael was dominating everything and it was all about the Bulls. And people rarely touched them. You think it was bad for basketball back then? Hell no. Take it back to the Lakers and the Celts when they were meeting pretty much all the time. Think it was bad for basketball back then? Hell no. It was some of the best times in professional basketball. It brings fan interest. in that, you know, hate him or love him. You know, if you're in New York, you can have an opinion about Golden State and Cleveland. And you can root for one team or the other. Yeah, you know, your home team will always take precedent. And we know that's going to happen. But you're going to choose a side. When it comes down to the finals, you hate LeBron that much. You're going to root for Golden State or San Antonio to win. I mean, Golden State is what we're talking about. Or if you love LeBron and you think he's one of the 10 best to ever suit up, then you're going to root for him. And, you know, I'm sorry, I see these guys and these commentators, and they just don't know what they're talking about when it comes to this stuff. You know, Jack Maloney, a guy who I really respect, writes for CBS, but he couldn't have gotten it more wrong. You know, he puts his commentary in on the end. It's hard to say that it's fantastic to watch. Yeah, it is, actually. Because you're watching the best players in the game right now. You're watching the best player in the game in LeBron James, even though he didn't inexplicably get any consideration for the MVP. Because, now that they have their own awards ceremony, they trim it down to three. But, you know, with all due respect to Kawhi Leonard, Russell Westbrook, and James Harden, let's have a real conversation here. You taking James Harden over LeBron James? Raise your hands. Oh, the moron in the back who raised his hand out of the 100. The 99 who picked LeBron. Okay, where are you from? Houston. Oh, okay. Come on. You know, these leagues are built for parity. But it's like any other sport. And I mean that with sincerity. When you have rivalries, when you have legitimate rivalries, it does nothing but positive things for the sport. Whether it's Celtic Lakers, whether it's Yankee Red Sox, whether it's, you know, name the sport, name the team. Everybody in the National Football League wants to knock off New England. Everybody. They rarely do it. But that's the benchmark. Everybody hates Belichick. Everybody hates Brady. So they want to go after him. That's bad for the sport? Hell no. It piques interest. And that's why when you look at stuff like that and you look at these potential matchups, and, I do get the end of the argument that, okay, you know, it's all foreplay up until then, you know. Are we really interested in the Toronto Raptors? Do we really care about the Portland Trail Blazers? Well, you might not right now, but you might down the line. Maybe not so much the Raptors. But, you know, this is what it builds to. You know, we'd be having an entirely different conversation if Chicago hadn't lost Rajon Rondo and they'd taken care of business over the Celtics. Because I got news for you. They were not winning that series. They were going to Chicago. They were going to split the games. And they were going to lose in five or six. That's how that was going to go down. You know. Same thing with some of these other series. I mean, Golden State hasn't been challenged. But, you know, look at what happened with Memphis and San Antonio. That's been a grind for them throughout the playoffs, literally from Jump Street. And they're paying the price now. But ultimately, the two best teams will meet. And the two best teams are Golden State and Cleveland. I still would have liked to have seen Washington go up against Cleveland. I'm telling you, they would have had a chance. But 'twas not to be. And you know, again, how can you not look forward to a matchup of LeBron James against the Golden State Warriors with a healthy Kevin Love, with a healthy Kyrie Irving? You know, big three against big three. Fun, fun, fun. Even if you consider the third on Golden State a two-headed monster in Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. you know, this is why Golden State signed Durant. This is why Durant signed with Golden State. And you know, we talk about storylines. And once Cleveland gets there, you know, it'll be LeBron. Can he do it again? Because he do it back to back? You know, then the other storyline comes into play. Because there hasn't been any question thus far in the playoffs, because Golden State hasn't had to struggle at all, as to them being able to do what they want to do. But, you know, the moves that we were talking about that they made in the offseason, including JaVale and including Kevin Durant, well, all those storylines move front and center come the finals. And you talk about pressure ramping up. You know, like I said, the fact that Golden State hasn't been challenged has kept the pressure off Kevin Durant. Well, that's going to change once they make the finals. Because unless it turns into blowout city, which I don't think it will, they're going to be up against it all over again. And the collar will tighten on Kevin Durant, even though they don't wear collars in basketball. We're going to tap on the brakes. When we come back, we're going to keep plowing forward with this version of the attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Spano and Black Attack.
Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Cindy Roberta, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71 of Twitter is more your thing. And again, we're talking rivalries, talking basketball. We're just kind of free-forming here and having some fun doing it. But, you know, look, Adam Silver is 100% right. Celebrate excellence. Embrace what you are. Yeah, I have this conversation involving baseball all the time as they, you know, they try to put clocks on pitch count, you know, on pitchers. Just leave the damn thing alone. You know, seriously, if people have short attention spans and they don't want to go to your sport, screw them. Let them. Goodbye. We don't need you. God, trying to accommodate the entire world. This is what people do these days. You can't please everybody. And again, for the people who think that having a rivalry going is bad for a particular sport, what do we talk about? Here on these programs, we talk about the glory years. We talk about the rivalries. We talk about Williams and DiMaggio. We talk about the Dallas Cowboys dominance and how they became America's team. We talk about Brady and Belichick. We talk about Magic and Larry still to this day. Jack and Arnie. This is what makes this stuff work, guys. And it's no different with Golden State and Cleveland. And no, we're not putting them in the same category of the Lakers and the Celtics or the old, because it's a different sport. It's a different time. Once you had your players in place in those days, you had legendary franchises. They weren't going anywhere. They didn't have the opportunity to move. When their contract came up, they weren't moving down the road. They were re-signing with you. It's just a question on what kind of dollars. And if anything, you should celebrate these rivalries even more than you do right now because of the fact that with all the cap room and unlimited free agency, which there really is in pretty much all sports, it's difficult to keep a franchise together because you can't pay everybody. You know, celebrate the fact that Cleveland finally got a title after 40 years in the league. You know, there's a rule in place in the National Basketball Association where you can't not have your first round draft picks in back-to-back years. It's called the Stepien rule. Why? Because of the Cleveland Cavaliers and Ted Stepien. It was like going to a Chinese buffet and picking out whatever item you wanted to taste best and telling everybody else, I'll trade you everything on my plate for the lobster. Oh, that's a good deal. And he would give up his number one draft picks year after year after year and never build a franchise for a bunch of players that were there to collect a paycheck or find a new cocaine dealer. I mean, you know, you look at it, Celtics have 17 championships. Lakers have 16 championships. That's legendary stuff. Dynastic stuff. And if Golden State and Cleveland, when they meet, should take it to a game 7, I'll want them to do it again next year. That'll be fun. It'll be another fun time. And again, you know, how long can LeBron keep going? You know, will Steph ever come back? I mean, the storylines are endless. Endless. Good stuff. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Like I said, peripheral storylines. Curry calling out Dedmon for a screen in game three. You know, gamesmanship. And here's one that well, not too happy about. And one is tied to the other. First of all, Pop saying that Kawhi Leonard probably is not going to play in game four, which that'll be his decision. How do I say this diplomatically? I don't want to say that Pop is quitting on this series, because I would never say that about a guy that I consider the best coach in the game. But if you know anything about basketball and you know anything about it, they don't have a chance in this series. And he doesn't want his star player to maybe hurt himself even worse, which is not necessarily what's going to happen. But why risk it? You know, Kawhi Leonard is a great player. You know, he's a great player. But they're not going to win this series. You know, I mean, the Dubs have won 26 out of 27 games. 26 out of 27. You talk about being in perfect stride. You know, and to take it back to the weekend, you know, let's not discount the loss of Tony Parker as well. You know, Patty Mills is a good player. But the more you're exposed to Patty Mills, you understand why he's a backup. He can't run this team for 40 minutes, not on a consistent basis anyway. And I think Pop is facing the reality of we're going down. You know, we're going to go down anyway. Why take the risk of my star player hurting himself even worse? And I don't get him. You know, and let's back it up even further. Kawhi was injured in the Houston series. He was injured again when he stepped on Lee's foot. You know, he re-injured it again. You know, and then Zaza runs into him and, you know, oh, it's a dirty play. I mean, come on. The guy's been playing on one leg pretty much the whole series. So don't get your panties in a bunch. Pop's making the right call here. And they're going to lose. You know, they're going to lose. But with that in mind, the other side of this story, unfortunately, is that Zaza Pachulia is getting death threats because of the fact that he was involved in the play that injured Kawhi Leonard. Now, look, we've seen it in other sports. We've been down this road 100 times. No, 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 no. You don't get to do that. For Christ's sake, they got security at his kid's school because of this. Seriously? You know, hiding behind the anonymity of a keyboard or a pay-as-you-go cell phone. And credit to Sam Amick of USA Today, who's been following through on this story. You know, and he's putting some of it, Zaza is, on Greg Popovich. And look, Pop, as great a coach as Pop is also a bore. And I mean B-O-O-R, not B-O-R-E. You know, he buys into his own arrogance and the fact that he's such a great coach that he treats people like crap. particular reporters. Now, there's a lot of stupid reporters out there. There's a lot of people that do what we do for a living here that are not particularly bright. And they ask really dumb questions. But he's almost bought into his own caricature. And sometimes he doesn't watch what he says. And what I would like to see him do is back this up. Walk it back. You know, he compared the play to manslaughter, which, well, you know, come on, let's be real here, Pop. Petrullo's got an 8-year-old son and a 7-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter. And the two kids that are in school have to deal with security following him around because he's been threatened. And he's getting death threats at his house. And I think Petrullo makes a great point. He said, oh, okay, Pop said it, so now we can do this. He said, I'm a man. I'll deal with it. You know, come at me. Don't come at my family. And he's 100% right. And Popovich was 100% wrong. Walk it back, Pop. You can do it. We're going to tap on the brakes and take a timeout. When we come back, more of the attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't go anywhere.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey! Hey! Are you gonna pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
Okay! That funky man! Funky, funky!
Yeah. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. I love that one. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. And like I said, going into the break, there's no... Look, I'll give benefit of the doubt in that everybody has their moments where they screw up. You know, everybody. But they need to, and I mean honestly, when I say they, I mean the Spurs and Popovich, they need to walk it back. And I hope, and this is where, as a reporter, you can't do it pregame, you'll have to do it postgame, regardless of how it turns out, win or loss. They're going to talk about the game, they're going to talk about this, that, and the other thing. Somebody's got to ask him a direct question about the threats to Pachulia and whether or not he feels the need to walk back his statement about it being manslaughter. It needs to be asked, and I'll be very disappointed if the people in my industry don't ask that question of him, regardless of how the game turns out. You know, it's you got to do it, man. He was 100% wrong. Dirty play, borderline. I get it. You want to go after it in another way. But again, heat of the moment, microphone open. You know, it's not to excuse what he said. But there are always reasons. And that needs to be walked back. You know, that needs to be walked back. That was bad. He screwed up. So, do the right thing, Pop. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Let's spill into the National Football League in the remaining time we have. Oh, Preakness. We'll do Preakness first. Long shot wins. No juice in the Belmont. Always dreaming. Classic Empire. Don't finish. The job. I thought it was going to be a duel. But Classic Empire ran well, but got run down by Cloud Computing, who was a long shot, went off at 13-1. But Classic Empire ran a good race. You know, certainly wasn't trashed like he was at the Kentucky Derby. And I had a feeling he was going to win the race. I mean, I was, after that trip in the Derby, once you see any trainer run his horse after a rough trip in the Derby, you know that the horse had more in them. And they felt they should have won that race, which they probably would have done. Empire probably would have won the race. But he got so jostled at the beginning, he was never able to do it. And Always Dreaming, which is a good horse, you know, ended up finishing eighth in the Preakness. And once he got closed off on the final turn as they were heading into the stretch, he had to pull stride because Cloud Computing cut him to the rail. And once he had to back off, he couldn't regain his speed. And as the horses ran him down, he almost realized that, you know, I'm not going to win this race. And he backed off completely, finishing eighth. But like I said, Empire ran a good race, not great. And Cloud Computing came out of nowhere to win it. What it means, however, is that the Belmont's going to be lacking a lot of juice. And it's the difference here in New York of going between a 60,000-seat crowd or a 50,000-seat crowd up to a 100,000-seat crowd. And Cloud Computer came out of the race in good shape. But Chad Brown is leaving it up in the air, his trainer, as to whether or not he's going to run. And Always Dreaming is in the same boat. Now, I think ultimately, that cloud computing will run in the Belmont. But we'll see. I mean, according to the buyer, his speed figure was 102 off a six-week rest. So he may point towards the Travers or the Jim Dandy and go on the additional rest. But we'll see. Always dreaming, the storyline is the New York horse. So he said the horse is, Todd Pletcher said his horse is sound. So that's not the issue. But to see whether or not, you know, they're going to run him or not remains to be seen. But there, unfortunately, there's literally zero juice for the Belmont. Now, Empire's going to run. And Mark Case, who trains Classic Empire, took the blame himself, which I'll give him a little bit of credit for that. Because he said he had blinders on Classic Empire, which he did. And he had the clean trip, but the problem was he thought he was running by himself at the end because of the blinkers. Or at least that's the opinion of Case. And he said that he didn't believe that Empire realized that cloud computing was there until it was too late. I'm not buying that. To be honest, I'm not buying that. You know, they're bred to run. They hear the crowd noise. They hear the thundering of the hooves. I mean, the horse is aware there's other horses on the track. You know, so I don't know. But like I said, unfortunately for the Belmont, no juice whatsoever. It's going to affect attendance. It's going to affect the ratings. Crying out loud, I remember 2 years ago when I was in a restaurant, people were going nuts. Nobody even paid attention to it this time around. And speaking of not being paid attention to, evidently Calvin Johnson didn't like the way the Lions treated him on the way out the door. And this is interesting because, like I said, Chad Johnson barely said a word when he was a player. You barely got a quote out of the guy the entire time he was there. Since he retired, you know, it's been a completely different story. He talks about the concussions. More important, he talks about the way the Lions treated him on the way out the door. And I don't know if this was intentional on the part of management or it was just an oversight or whatever the circumstances are. But they haven't retired his jersey. They didn't do it last season. They didn't give him any level of, you know, hey, he's back for a game here. I don't want to say like homecoming, but similar to it, where they gave him some level of video tribute. I mean, maybe it's entirely possible that they just wanted to see whether or not he stepped away from the game permanently. And whether, you know, he got the itch between his fingers again. But, you know, the thing that sticks out here, is that the Lions, evidently, because I doubt he would have volunteered it on his own, but the Lions evidently paid him back $320,000 of the $3.2 million signing bonus. One-tenth. And they had a right to do that. But it would seem odd that for a guy who's had 731 receptions, 11,619 yards and 83 touchdowns for your franchise, and is easily the best receiver in the history of your franchise, and is in the top five of players to ever suit up for your franchise, that you would nickel and dime this guy and ask him to pay back money off his bonus. Like I said, they had the right to do it. You know, but he gave up his body for this team. He had injuries. You know, it's... I got an injury on my hand from catching a pass one time. And the middle finger on my left hand looks like E.T. Okay? And that was just, you know, small-time football. They were never able to set it right in surgery. Johnson was talking about the fact between his knees, his fingers, and his ankles. He said he has a pinched nerve in his shoulder that never goes away. He was on Dancing with the Stars. It gave him trouble when he was doing that. He has fingers that don't bend correctly. And as he told the Detroit Free Press, of course, he kept a concussion from the team doctors. And this is where he opened up about concussions. Guys get concussions. They don't tell coaches. It happens. I don't tell the coach because I got a job to do. Coach needs me out there in the field. Sometimes you jeopardize yourself. That's just the nature of the world. And according to E60 on ESPN, he said he had a fair share of concussions. He's, you know, he was smart enough to not open up on this stuff when he was in his career because all it does is create controversy and all this guy wanted to do is play football. But, you know, he was talking about the fact he doesn't want to dog the NFL. NFL didn't do him wrong. He made a ton of money. All the things that go along with it. And, you know, you talk about a guy that has his life in order, at least apparently. I mean, you never know. He didn't get married till he retired. He's now working with younger receivers, mentoring them. He's found his place post-athletically. He's skiing now, which, of course, contractually he probably couldn't do. But he's learned how to ski. He's leading a good life. And that's good. That's good. You know, but evidently he's not too thrilled with the Lions. And I get it. And what the Lions should do is pick up the slack and do the right thing. And what I mean by that is sometime during the course of this year, have the ceremony. Reach out to his people, retire the jersey. First of all, own up that you screwed up by asking him for the money back, which was that's just $320,000. That's a lot to you and me. That's spit bucket money for franchises. They spend more than that on towels during the course of the season. So bring him in, do the video. Do the jersey, do the Corvette, because you're in Detroit. It's got to be a GM or a Ford. And do the right thing by the guy. We'll wrap it up on the other side right after this short timeout. Tap on the brakes, on the Corvette, on the Camaro, whatever your choice is. We'll be back.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
NFL footnote here. Ryan Fitzpatrick signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, you know, with Mike Glennon moving on to Chicago, really nothing there to back up Jameis Winston. And again, this is a perfect situation for a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick. I know what happened with the Jets last year. But Fitzpatrick waited until the dust settled after free agency and all the draft picks were made. And he and his people reached out to a team that needed a backup quarterback. And he falls into that category of all is not lost. If Jameis Winston goes down, all is not lost. Because actually, when he has weapons around him, Ryan Fitzpatrick can be a pretty good quarterback. But he's incredibly inconsistent. He has one good year, one bad year. He fleeced the Jets on his two-year deal. He turns the ball over in the key spots, and this is now his seventh football team. Quite an illustrious list, actually. Five quarterbacks that played for seven different teams. Or threw a pass for seven different teams. Jeff Blake, Steve Bono, not to be confused with Sonny, Chris Chandler, Gus Frerotte, and Vinny Testaverde. Pretty solid quarterbacks in some instances. But, you know, he has a skill set. He's been in the league 12 years. Has good arm strength, can make the right passes. He's a perfect backup. Perfect backup. Always has been. Should have never been a starter. You know, he had his moments here and there, but, you know, you aren't going to a Super Bowl with Ryan Fitzpatrick. But all is not lost if your quarterback goes down. That's it for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for all the fun and frivolity here on the rest of the network, all the programming that's about to come your way, because we know you're not going to listen to anything else today other than the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. For Joe Spano, for Sandy Roberto, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.